In a shadowy alternate universe where Voldemort has won the war, Hermione Granger has endured 16 months of complete darkness and silence. Imprisoned and fitted with copper manacles that neutralize her magic, she maintains her sanity through mental discipline and physical conditioning. When examined by a healer, a disturbing truth emerges. Her magic has created fugue states, protecting vital information in her mind. The world outside her cell is a nightmare. Voldemort's regime has implemented a breeding program using female prisoners to repopulate the wizarding population. Anyone attempting escape faces the High Reeve, Voldemort's masked executioner capable of casting multiple killing curses. Many Order members who tried to flee, McGonagall, Moody, Neville, have been killed and displayed as warnings. Despite brutal attempts at legitimacy, Hermione's protected memories remain inaccessible. Frustrated, Voldemort sends her to the High Reeve for breeding, hoping pregnancy might break through her magical barriers. This is the crushing reality of defeat. A world where evil hasn't just won, but has systematically institutionalized its cruelty, turning human bodies into resources to be exploited. The revelation hits like a physical blow. The High Reeve is Draco Malfoy, older and emanating refined brutality. He forcefully invades Hermione's mind with legitimacy, confirming her memory loss, and coldly warns he'll know if she ever recovers them. Malfoy Manor becomes another prison. Hermione's room contains only scarlet dresses and impractical shoes. When attempting to leave, paralyzing panic overwhelms her, a psychological barrier from captivity. Determined to overcome this trauma, she forces herself to venture into the hallway, counting blood drips from her clenched fist. The violation follows a precise schedule. A table appears at 7:30. Malfoy arrives at 8, assaults her silently, then leaves. She recites poetry to mentally escape. Later, she discovers her unconscious photo in the Daily Prophet under repopulation efforts, revealing her multiple uses as reproductive vessel, propaganda tool, and bait to entrap resistance members. Dreams and flashbacks reveal pieces of Hermione's hidden memories. In one, she argues with Harry about using dark magic during the war. When questioned about her changing ethics and spew, she replies that girl died in a hospital ward trying to save Colin Creevy. These fragments show a Hermione who grew pragmatic and willing to cross ethical lines as the war progressed. Her dreams reveal she trained as a specialized healer, creating distance from Harry's idealistic views about fighting without dark magic. When forced to drink a fertility potion by healer Stroud, side effects trigger more memories. During Malfoy's mind inspection, Hermione theorizes that Voldemort is dying because he bound his life force to Horcruxes before pain shoots through her head and she collapses. The recovered memories reveal a far more brutal war than initially suggested. Hermione's advocacy for allowing fighters to kill Death Eaters in self-defense had alienated her from Harry, leaving her almost alone except for Snape. What crucial information still remains locked in her mind? As seizures continue, shocking memories emerge. Draco Malfoy had been a spy for the Order of the Phoenix. 3 years earlier, Moody presented Hermione with a critical opportunity. Draco offered intelligence to avenge his mother's death, with conditions, a full pardon and Hermione herself, now and after the war. Despite her revulsion, Hermione agreed, recognizing their desperate need for intelligence. She prepared by studying concubines, female spies, psychology, and strategy. Snape advised her to be interesting to him, find your way into his mind. Their relationship evolved from enemies to something complex. Meeting in a remote shack, Draco accepted her word without an unbreakable vow, promising not to interfere with her order work. When she tensely anticipated degradation, he simply asked for a kiss. Through weekly meetings, Draco taught her clemency and dueling while providing intelligence. After his father's imprisonment, Voldemort tortured Narcissa. Draco took the Dark Mark trying to save her. When she died, he needed time to earn Voldemort's trust before betrayal. Hermione confronts her wartime moral compromises as memories resurface. Colin Creevey's death created a philosophical divide between her and Harry. He believed killing was always wrong, while she grew more pragmatic. Hermione saved Draco by placing a heart of Isis in his chest after Voldemort carved punishment runes into his back. This healing moment marked when Malfoy became Draco to her. Their relationship deepened over shared fire whiskey when Draco invited her to stay. On a conjured love seat, he placed her hand against his bare chest, asking if he felt cold. As she stroked his skin, he confessed he was blindsided by how lovely she'd become, a rose in a graveyard. Their relationship turned physical, with Draco helping ground Hermione after dark magic left her feeling icy inside. When she hesitated, he whispered, "You get to have this. You're allowed to feel good things." Most devastating was Hermione's discovery that Harry himself was a Horcrux. Despite her pleas for alternatives, Harry resolved to sacrifice himself, making her promise to care for his family, including pregnant Ginny. After Harry's death, Hermione enlisted Draco to help rescue Ginny, fearing Voldemort might use Harry's baby for another regeneration potion. When Draco revealed he'd blown his cover to save Ginny, Hermione realized his sacrifice. Before reaching safety, she decided to attack Sussex Lab, where prisoners faced horrific experimentation, hoping to save victims while creating a diversion that might help Draco survive. This led to Hermione's capture. To protect Draco and the knowledge of Horcruxes, she used a clemency to bury memories of him, Ginny, and the Horcruxes deep in her mind, then dismantled her mental defenses, a profound self-sacrifice. In the present timeline, Hermione learns Draco never stopped searching for her during imprisonment. After her capture, she vanished from records. He and Severus searched relentlessly using genetic trace spells and even located her parents in Australia, guided by her ring's life signature monitor. The truth emerges. Draco had been performing for Voldemort while secretly undermining the regime, his cold exterior masking his search for Hermione. Refusing to accept Draco's self-sacrifice, Hermione discovers Phoenix tears could remove his dark mark. Lucius Malfoy provides these tears in exchange for her promise to release Draco if he chooses to leave. Their escape involves removing Hermione's manacles, amputating Draco's arm to eliminate the dark mark, and fleeing on a winged horse as Malfoy Manor burns behind them, a symbolic liberation. They find refuge on a remote Japanese island where Ginny raises Harry's son. Despite physical safety, healing proves difficult. Hermione battles anxiety while Draco remains hypervigilant, constantly armed. When Hermione becomes pregnant, Draco withdraws until their daughter Aurora's birth, when her tiny hand gripping his finger transforms his expression to adoration. Years later, 17-year-old Aurora discovers a history book describing her father as the most infamous mass murderer, while minimizing her mother's role, revealing how war narratives become distorted. In a world where darkness prevailed, Hermione and Draco found not fairy tale love, but a complex bond born of shared trauma. Their story shows how choices define us, as Hermione tells Draco, "Every day, I'll choose you."